Hello again, Princess. I hope you haven't been waiting for too long. I had some unattended business to take care of on deck. Don't worry about the crew. I warned them not to disturb us. No, it wasn't too long. Well, that's good. I assume it's not customary to keep a princess waiting, is it? But then again, you don't have any power in this room, do you? Do you like it? This is my bedchamber. You'll find it much larger than those quarters given to my crew, and significantly more so than the one we give to prisoners like yourself. You should consider yourself lucky. The rug. Ottoman. Rather ornate, isn't it? I bought it off an Eastern merchant. Well, technically I stole it off an Eastern merchant, but that's besides the point. I'm sure this doesn't compare to your bedchamber, Princess, but some of us have to earn what we have. What's that? You say it's lovely. Are you trying to flatter me? Well, it won't work. Patronize me again, and I'll double your ransom. I jest. You look quite beautiful, Princess. Sitting on my bed in your evening dress, you're practically glowing in the moonlight. Were you about to go to bed when my men abducted you? That would explain why the security was so lacking. Of course, bribing a few underpaid guards helped. Royalty like yourself always seem to think loyalty is a more compelling currency than... Well, currency. How naive. Speaking of your evening dress, I think it's time you removed it. That wasn't a request, Princess. If you don't want to share my bed, so be it, but I'll have you stripped and bound to the mast, like most of our other prisoners. Not a pleasant way to spend the evening, I'd imagine. Those northern winds blow quite cold on sensitive skin. Imagine those perky little nipples of yours, getting hard in the brisk, salty night air, while you strain and pull against the mast. What a sight that would be. Is that what you want? That's a good girl. While you're my prisoner, I want you to remember one thing. You're mine. You are to answer every command I give. You submit to me without question. If I request you to fall to your knees and kiss my boots, you'll do so. You can think of me as royalty, and yourself as one of the many slaves your kingdom holds. Is that understood? Good, Princess. You nodded surprisingly quickly. Could it be that you like the idea of submitting to me? No response. I suppose we'll see. Shall we? You know, your pale skin looks even more gorgeous than the dress that concealed it. I can see why you're called the Pearl of the Crown. You are truly beautiful. Of course you'd already know that. You spent your entire life getting such compliments. It must be nice to be so adored simply for being born. I apologize. I'm letting my jealousy take a hold of me again. I shouldn't have anything to be jealous of, after all. I have the fairest woman in the kingdom, completely at my mercy. And I'm going to do anything I want to you. I love when that pale skin goes red. You can't hide your embarrassment from me, Princess. Just like you can't hide your arousal. You're completely exposed in front of me. Naked. Your body and soul are completely exposed here. There are rope burns across your chest. Did I do that? I apologize. I can get a little carried away. They don't hurt, do they? That's good. We wouldn't want you to be uncomfortable, would we? Did you enjoy it, by the way? When I had you bound to the chair, when I could have done anything I wanted with your body, and you were utterly helpless? And does that thought arouse you? Are you wondering what I could have done? If I could have kissed you longer? If I could have dug my hands into your dress a little deeper? Toyed with your nipples, maybe even rub against your virginal pussy. And that's it, princess. Just breathe a little heavier. These are the dirty little things that men whisper to their concubines to get them in the mood. Is it working? No response. Allow me to just brush your hair for a moment. You have beautiful blonde locks, you know that? I'm sure it's the first thing most people notice about you. Certainly hair fit for a princess. And now, let me just... For someone with no experience, you kiss surprisingly well. You've been longing for this for a long time, haven't you, princess? You deny it, but I can see the desperation in those deep brown eyes. I bet I can feel it between your legs as well. Don't lurch away, princess. There is no need to be scared, even of a murderous pirate captain like me. Remember, in this chamber, I own you. That's right. Nod your head. You know you want this. Listen to me closely. Cross your arms behind you and lean all your weight back on the bed. That's it. Just like that. Now close your eyes. You feel vulnerable in this position, don't you? That's the point. Now let me just slip my fingers. That's right. You're so wet. It's adorable. Just mirror my motion, back and forth, back and forth. I'll allow you to grind your hips, but you're not allowed to move your arms. If you do, I'll stop. Good, princess. Grind against my hand, nice and slow. Does this feel better than when you would touch yourself in your room? Well, that's good. It's supposed to. Tell me, when you were pleasuring yourself, what would you imagine? Did you imagine being lovingly caressed by a wealthy prince? Ravished by a muscular guard, perhaps? Being seduced by a sexy woman? Did you ever imagine you'd be someone else's slave? Because that's what you are in this moment, princess. Make no mistake. You're a slave who I've decided to reward. Is that something you fantasized about? Being a slutty little slave? Would it trouble your parents to know you thought about these things? Don't worry. I'm sure the king and queen are into a lot of stuff you don't know about. My fingers are getting soaked. You really are a little slut, huh? You're grinding those hips so hard. Unfortunately, you're moaning a little loud for my liking. We have crew members sleeping below, you know that? How about you just moan into my hand for now, alright? I'll keep you good and quiet while I pleasure you. Moan as loud as you want now. No one should be able to hear you as I rub. Just like this. Have you ever come before, slave? I know how little experience you have. No, you haven't. How precious. I bet you'd do anything to come, wouldn't you? Right now, you'd probably walk through fire if it would grant you that delicious relief. Would you even want to go back to your castle if you could be my slave instead? I'd pleasure you whenever you were good, and punish you for being naughty. Just like a good captain should. Look at you squirm, you poor repressed little slut. You're almost there. Writhe for me, squirm, struggle, feel me inside you, you're mine, come for me, be a good little princess and come for me, come on my Looks like you made a mess. These are satin sheets, you know. No, no, don't apologize. You did as I asked, nothing more. Did you enjoy it, slave? Of course you did. What I'm doing. I'm stripping, obviously. It seems only fair that you return the favor. Oh no, not with your hands, slave. I thought I told you to keep them behind your back. How else are you supposed to pleasure me? Oh, come on now. You know the answer to that. Just let me get situated on the bed here. Do you like the look of my body? Have you ever seen another woman naked before? No? Somehow that doesn't surprise me. Well, you better have a good look at my body now. Sexy, isn't it? My plump breasts. My shapely figure. I work a lot on my physique. Being able to lure men is a good tool to have at my disposal. I bet you want to touch me, don't you? Well, that's too bad. You're going to keep your hands behind you and pleasure me with just your mouth. Oh, and just to make it a little more difficult, I'm going to blindfold you. That's right. You're going to have to figure out how to pleasure me with your tongue alone. If you do a good enough job, maybe I'll even let you sleep in my bed afterwards. Now, just a little. There. Can't see a thing, can you? Now, just allow me to guide you. And that's it. Just a little lower. Feel how warm and wet I am for you. Just stick your tongue out and do what feels right. I'll help you along. Bet you never envisioned a princess like yourself doing anything like this, huh? And then again, while you're here, you're not really a princess, are you? Just a slave, obeying her master. Go a little bit deeper, slave. I want you to taste me like you mean it. Oh, that's it. It's been such a long time since I've had a woman's company. You're such a good, obedient little. That's it. Yes. Oh my God. Yes. God, you little slut. I want to keep you as my slave forever. I want you to pleasure me like this every night. I'll bind you to my bed and have you as my own little princess to service my every whim. I'm gonna come. God, I can't believe I'm going to come already. I wasn't expecting that, princess. I mean, slave. You really took me by surprise. Oh, here, let me take off that blindfold. I'll tell you what, since I think you earned it, you're welcome to stay in my bedchamber tonight. I'll even let you caress my body as you wish. This is a generous offer I'm giving you. I don't allow many lovers to sleep in my quarters, and especially not prisoners. But for you, since you're so obedient, I think I'll make an exception. After all, princess, you're mine, at least for the night.